I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Podcast Network Asia.
We're live. All right. This is episode 152, probably, of Tunay na Rider. And lahat kami, Bak, Maki, Aris, ako, Bugbog Sarado. Kanina pa kami nagre-reklamo dahil sa guest namin. Sino ba tayo pagod at Bugbog Aris? Ba't tayo pagod at bugbog?
May echo na.
First to arrive, yun.
Sige na nga, Maki. Ba't tayo pagod at bugbog?
Eh, syempre, pinahirapan tayo ni Kuya Toto tsaka ni Jacob sa ano, off-road training.
Parang hanggang ngayon, di pa rin makapagsalita si Aris, ha?
Shot ba yan?
Yeah. So yesterday, nagana tayo. We did the BMW Motorrad Rider Academy off-road. Kami yung guinea pig, yung batch zero. Sobrang swerte natin. Dami kong natutunan. So we've got on the show Coach Toto. What's up, To?
Hello, hello. Ayan.
And we've also got Coach Jacob. What's up, Coach Jacob?
Hello, good evening.
Evening, okay, sa office pa eh.
Okay, pangatawan. Buhay, mga pagod kayo. Ano?
Dahil dala ko doon. Hindi ko ko lang. Lagi ako na dala.
Sasakit na katawan, katawan niyo siguro.
Kakagising lang yata nila eh.
Ako, kakagising ko lang talaga.
Ano?
Nakatulog ako kanina.
Sarap ng buhay ni Maki. Buhay ni Maki.
Tulog-gising.
Laro video games. Motor. Laro video games. Kain. Tulog. Gising. Laro video games. Motor. Kain.
Tulog. Sarap naman, no?
Hindi naman. Ano? Si Paolo. Good evening, Pao. What's up, classmates? Talo.
Sino?
Oo. Oh, ang sisikat si ng mga, ano, classmate natin. Akala ko magaling sila lahat eh. Magaling ba sila lahat? Akala ko magaling sila lahat eh. No, honestly, like we rode with Daniela. Grabe, ang galing mag-ride nun. Pero pagdating sa putik, patas lahat. Alright, ano, wala na si Aris. What's up mga katunay? This is episode 152 of Tunay na Rider.
Papahinga daw muna si Aris.
We have Coach Toto. What's up, Coach Toto?
Hello, good evening mga Tunay na Riders. Nasabi nila. Tunay nga ba?
Si Coach Toto. Grabe, natutulog yata sa Messiah MX kung saan tayo ng training eh.
Chismis ko lang naman.
And we've got Coach Jacob with us. What's up, Coach Jacob?
Magandang gabi, mga tunay na rider.
Grabe, mukhang professional na professional si Coach Jacob.
Mukha lang.
Corporate.
And of course, we have Buck Pago. What's up, Buck?
Good evening. Oy, may chismis. May chismis tayo. Ano? Chismis
kayo. Sandali. We've it's also got...
Meron umuwi.
Ano, no?
Meron biglang nawala.
Wala na sa TV.
Sino tong motong media na biglang nawala sa TV?
Sandali, sandali. Nasa intro stage pa tayo. Mamaya na yung chismis.
Oh, teka lang.
We've got moto chismis in the house. Aris Ilagan. Hey, Aris.
Tama yan yung tinitismis nyo. Bukod sa tumakas, marami pang drills na bumabagsak
nyo. Hindi mga binabanggit ko dito eh. Ikaw naman.
Alam mo, Aris, nung nawala ka, sinabi ko na nakalimutan mo yung maintenance meds mo.
Binabati tayong lahat ng good afternoon on.
And of course, we've got Maki Moto in the house. What's up, Maki?
Grabe. Nantok pa ako. Sakit pa ng mga katawan ko, kaya ba may... Meron akong
kating ko. Tito's friend. All right.
Kating ko na spray?
Bugbog.
Hindi, parang roll-on.
Nakating ko? Mamaya mga tips natin on how to deal with ano. Yung training ni Coach Toto at ni Coach Jacob. So yesterday, what did we do, Buck?
Merong media event ang BMW kasi maglo-launch sila. Actually, parang yun na yung launch nila eh. Ng program na pwedeng mag-enroll ang mga motorcycle riders sa off-road course nila. Yan ang i-explain mamaya ni Toto.
Yan. It was the BMW Rider Academy. A BMW Motorrad Rider Academy off-road. Yan. Brought to you by RSA. So, sobrang swerte tayo, pare. Lahat tayo na-invite. Actually, tatlo kayo na-invite. Dinamay ako ni Buck, sinama ko. Nag-crash ako. So, pasensya lang, Karen. So, okay, so we've got Coach Toto and Coach Jacob to talk about that on the show, to give us tips on off-road riding and to critique mga skills natin. So I'm going to share some of the stuff that we did and then kunin na natin yung feedback nila Coach Toto at ni Coach Jacob.
Wait lang, ano bang mga chismis muna na ano?
Pag-usapan chismis muna?
Mga chismis.
Chismis
agad. Oo. Sige na nga. Balita ko. Ano yung chismis back?
May isang moto media na biglang nawala sa isang event.
Veteran moto media.
Oo nga.
Umuwihi.
Umuwihi.
Oo, kalupit.
Hihi lang ako, Hans. Umuwi na.
Nakakalala ko pa yun eh. Nag-discuss kami noong next drill tapos may kumakaway na dun, no? Oh. Pag-jimny ba yan? Ba yan? Oh.
Hindi mo lang kayang pigilan.
Paano yan? May certificate pa ba yung mga hindi nakatapos?
Incomplete na incomplete.
DNF.
Iba-iba yung paalam eh. May paalam kay Bak, CR lang daw. Paalam kay Iba. May nakalimutan ako sa bahay.
Alright.
Ah, meron pang isang chismis.
Meron pa.
Ano.
Meron pang chismis. Ano to? TV personality ng
Tumuwan.
Nagka-picture Tumuwan.
Germany. Tama to.
Oh, ano? Picture pa.
Let's pull it back to the topic at hand. And again, thank you, Coach Toto and Coach Jacob, for pushing us and letting us fall repeatedly. Mabaya, may mga, I guess we would say, TV personality. Mamaya, may papakita ako ng mga explicit photos. Ng mga sikat na rider na napakita ng underwear. mamaya, stay tuned.
Abangan.
Pero before then, Toto, Jacob, what did we do yesterday?
Mm.
What was that event?
Ah, okay. So, the event yesterday was the BMW Rider Academy. This is the off-road sessions now. Okay, so ito na yung ginagawa natin na nilo-launch natin for the media muna na nagkakaroon na tayo na that BMW has an off-road training also na ginagawa natin. We had an off-road, basic off-road training for our clients. Just like when we do it dun sa ating on-road. So ngayon, BMW is offering also yung off-road naman. Kasi we also have the GS variant, which is, alam niyo naman, it's an off on-road and off-road bike.
Okay, Coach Jacob, kayong dalawa ni Coach Toto yung nagturo. How did you guys get, to that level where you can teach off-road riding?
Well, of course, yung sa amin naman ni Coach Toto, yung experience namin with off-road riding, nakatulong ng malaki yan for us. Yung kami ni Coach Toto, nag-trail riding din kami, nagmo-motocross din before. Tapos, syempre, before the training kami din, on our own, meron din kaming mga secret practice. So, but it's more of the passion din.
But how did you guys become coaches?
For me, ako, I was an employee of BMW Motorrad way back 2017. No, when I started, tapos ang boss ko noon si Sir Hill Balderas, tapos noon at that time si Coach Toto was the first, actually si Coach Toto yung first certified Filipino instructor. Tapos at that time pag may event Rider Academy before, tumutulong ako sa setup. Tapos, sabi nila Coach Toto, sabi nila Sir Hill, may potential ka. Baka subukan mo, mag-ano ka. So, yeah, long story short, pumasan naman tayo sa certification. Yan, nandito na tayo ngayon.
I was asked na, nung una kasi, ganun din, we tried to do yung BMW training na before. So ako naman, since 2008-9, mga ganung year, I've been training people na, pero more of the personal thing. Hindi yung I go to school na, parang mga request lang. So I get requested every now and then, yung mga special friends natin, yung mga taong hindi mo mahindian, so they would like to train, ganun. So pwede ba, kasi gusto na mag-train, can you teach us? So inaano ko naman yun.
Sandali. Ito, special friend ko ni Toto. Yan, this picture was from 2010. First time ko mag-track. Si Toto yung nagturo sa akin. 2010 pa to, ah.
Wow.
Grabe, Toto. You aged really badly. Ang bata mo pa dito.
Ba't ka nakapikit ko na, Toto?
Oo nga, kasi naka-CD
So, mga ganyang year pa lang nun. Ito, it's also a request dyan by the, yung group natin na homeless naman yon. So parang, dumadami na tayo, so we would like to train also. So we pulled up a schedule. So, ganun ang ginagawa natin. Until BMW came, let's say si Jacob nga, sabi nga ni Jacob na Sir Hill was there, and yun na nga, BMW was asking for a official trainer na for local, na kasi lahat ng Asian countries should have an official certified instructor from BMW. So I was there, siguro luckily I was there at the right time, the right day. So tinanong ako ni Hill na, since you are with us na nang matagal, eh nakakahiya naman na parati na lang kami nagre-request sa iyo. So parang, would you like to be certified para maging official na tayo, kasi kailangan din namin. Sabi ko, well, if you can trust me na to give that yung to be an instructor, then I would be glad to take it and happy to try it. Ganon. O sige, so ginawa na namin yon. O meron tayong ano, we'll send you to Germany, hanap tayo ng schedule para to have you certified. So I did my certification there. Ano yon? Dalawa na. Ginawa na namin yon, on-road and off-road. So I stayed in Germany siguro almost 3 weeks. Kasi 1 week training yun eh, for on-road and off-road. 1 week yun of intensive training. So 1 week for on-road, 1 week for off-road. Ganun yun, yung training nila. So it's not really yung parang you go there 2 days lang and then okay na, certification na kaagad. So no, iba yung certification nila doon. And then that time kasi, ang mahirap kasi sa part ko was I was the only Filipino na nando doon. So alam mo yung pressure na first time mong nando doon, first time to get in my life to be certified na ano, and then mag-isa ka lang doon, na parang you go there, you meet all the great people in the off-road scenery around the world. So yun yung magiging classmate mo. And then ikaw, Asian, tapos nag-iisa ka pang Filipino. So, ma-imagine mo na lang yung, ano, kaba. And then that is 1 week. So from there kasi, yung schedule kasi nun, it's not only the riding. Yung ano kasi natin for certification natin is only not riding. So you have the riding, you have the history of BMW. So syempre, alamin mo lahat yun. You have the behavior also. To be an instructor, you know how to behave. You know how to listen, you know how to talk, yung mga ganun ano, the way they want you to be. Para hindi naman yung...
May written exam pa.
May written exam pa yun. So that will be yung ano nun.
Ilan beses ka bumaksak doon?
Luckily, take one naman, pero alam mo yung hindi namin alam kung ano eh. Pero syempre, average yun. Dapat you know how to ride. Kasi yung sa group namin, to tell you the truth, we are 25. Ang bumagsak sa amin ang mga 8.
Wow.
Wow.
Paano ka bumagsak nun?
Ha?
Paano bumagsak?
Ang bagsak kasi, yung iba kasi, magaling mag-ride. Hindi naman makapagsalita. Kasi yung iba naman, siyempre, ano natin, English eh. Eh, yung ibang classmate mo dun are Spanish. Minsan
yung Thai.
Oh, yun. Yung mga ganyan, may Thai. Ang hirap nilang mag-explain ng English. So, yun yung karimitan na ano na bumabagsak.
So, hindi yung sapat, hindi sapat na magaling ka lang mag-ride. De, pero, hindi, kailangan, hindi rin kaya mo rin i-explain.
Kaya mo rin i-explain. And then, also, iaano nila yun eh. Ia-assess ka nila na. Alam mo rin yung through the exam kasi meron din yung history of BMW. So pag naaralan mo yung history ng BMW, kailan nag-start yung BMW, anong unang motor ng BMW, yung mag...
Ano ibig sabihin ng GS?
Ano sabihin ng GS? Bakit ginawa ng GS? Kailan nagsimula? So ang dahan-dahan.
Tsaka pag pangit ugali mo, ibabagsak ka rin eh.
Ito rin yun. Kasi,
Coach, sabi sa chismis, mahal yung enrollment fee doon, di ba?
Hindi ka rin pwedeng mayabang. So you have to give and take share. So you have the attitude also na kailangan
mo. Yes.
It's not mahal kasi you are investing on your training. Kasi through the training, kasi mas mahal yun kapag ano, yun na nga, you buy a bike and you don't enjoy it. And also, through the training, kasi parati namin sinasabi, it's also one thing yung safety mo. Safety of the not only the participants, yung mga riders. Kasi so, matututo sila eh, yung mga know-how eh.
Magkano siya?
Hindi lang yung, marunong na ako magmotor. Marami mga ganun eh. Which is, nakita natin kahapon. Diba?
Oo, maraming magaling magmotor sa kalsada kahapon.
Yes. Sige, ako matagal na ako I have a lot, I'm sure lahat ng mga coaches naman na nadadaanan nila yun, parang, hindi, marunong na akong mag-motor, I've been riding 15 years, 20 years. Pero pag ginawa nila yung drills, nahirapan sila. Kasi nga, yun na yung sinasabi natin, yung technique kasi, it's not the skill, it's more of the technique. Yun na yung sinasabi ko na riding naman, it's not really, it's not yung parang inborn. Natututunan natin yan with the proper way.
All right, Coach Jacob, what did we learn yesterday?
Yesterday, ang focus natin was on the basics, the fundamentals of off-road riding. So we started from everything before you ride, which is yung bike setup, yung rider position, proper riding position when in off-road. And then, after natin doon, we started, we continued by pushing the bikes, no? Na I'm sure memorable sa inyo din yun, yung pushing the bike. Kasi, after nung pushing the bike, parang, wala nang pansinan eh, pagkatapos.
Gusto ko na umuwi yun eh.
Parang okay na, kota na.
Diyos ko Lord, napakahirap niyan.
Ayan, oo, ayan, oh. Diba?
Sabi nga ni Maki kahapon, lang yan, sabi niya, kasi trabaho ko to noon eh. Ay, trabaho ko natin. Itayin natin ngayon.
Pero kuya to, matagal na kasi yun. 5 years ago yun eh. So, wala nang practice eh.
Oo.
So, umikot kami ng track, tinulak namin yung motor, akala ko mag-ride kami. Puro tulak-tulak. Ano yung point?
Yeah, actually, gusto lang namin kayo pahirapan talaga. Kasi,
naisip lang namin yun eh. Sige, total.
Pagurin kaya natin itong mga to.
Oh, no, but...
ang motor sinasakyan na, hindi naman tinutulak yun na. No, pero
si Aris mataya eh. Hindi niya tinulak eh.
Sinakyan eh.
Sabi nga nila eh, pumunta kami dito para mag-ano. Oh, sabi nila pumunta kami dito mag-riding school, hindi magtulak ng motor.
Sa bahay namin si Yaya nagtutulak ng motor.
Nagtutulak. Yeah.
No, but pero, what was the point of us pushing the bikes really? I mean, the bikes were running. We were pushing the bikes. What was the point?
Naka-engage pa yung cambio niya, na?
Mm-hmm. Oo.
So,
naka-first
gear. Ang main point natin dito sa pushing the bike is to let you experience yung what it feels like and what are your other options pagka nagra-ride tayo tapos biglang... along the way, meron obstacle na hindi natin kayang i-ride. Then, dyan papasok yung pushing the bike. Kasi, there will always be, there are times talaga in our journey na hindi lahat yon riding eh. Eventually, the safest way would be to push the bike then. So, yan. That was the main point. Para ma-feel ninyo yung clutch control, from clutch, throttle, brake control, and also yung pag-balance ng bike while pushing it.
Yung balance, or makita nyo kasi yung balance point ng bike, kasi you see yung different elevation. So nakikita nyo may aakyat, may bababa, tapos meron lubak, so the bike sometimes tilt to the left, sometimes tilt to the right. So nangyari doon, you know how to play with the clutch and the throttle at the same time. So parang you are riding, pero you are just standing beside the bike. So nakikita nyo na ngayon yung ano niya, how will you balance the bike with those uneven terrain. So it's always the balance point. Kasi riding a motorcycle again, it's always balance point yan eh. So hindi lang naman ang sinasabi natin na balance point if it's the bike is upright. It can also be leaning at a certain angle and still you find that balance point. Kaya yung bike nga, di ba, hindi siya nahuhulog kasi there is always a balance point na nagzi-zero out, gini-zero out natin. Kaya wag tataka. Na bakit ganito? Hindi naman nahuhulog. Pero pag ako, nahuhulog yung bike. Di ba? Kasi in.
Ako pinataw, tamaan mo eh.
Pero honestly, ang daming nahulog. Ang dami.
Yes. Yung una pa lang, ako siguro kung tinuloy ko yun, tutumba ako eh. Sigurado yun. Nakakapagod siya. At saka may ngawit ako, siyempre sa edad na. And I salute the girls. Nabuo nila eh, yung mga girls. Ilan yung girls natin? Ilan sila nung toto?
Yung apat na girls natin, nakikita nyo na ano, na hindi sila masyadong napapagod. It's because they are enjoying. Nalele-less yung stress nila. Si Aris kasi, or si, kunyari, si Iba or si Aris, nakikita mo parang nagro-ride sila on the rod. Nakikita mo, ang laki ng mata nila eh. Tapos yung braso nila, kulang nalang pumotok yung mga ugat eh.
Nakita ko yung malaking bato eh. Sorry, what may bato doon?
Yung bato? Parang po.
Hindi ka nang bato. Sino to?
Ako ata yan.
Sino to? Ito, speaking of
ako
the rock.
Ako yan. Nadumi ang damit.
Yeah. And then ito, sino to?
Oh. Grabe, tinulak yan.
Na-pressure ako. Sabi ni Kuya.
Ito, slalom lang. Nahulog na eh.
Si Emma, walang buwan yung sensor mo. Anong slalom lang? Sinisensor dito. Ayaw ko na.
Hindi.
Kasi hindi ako sumisemplang.
Selective.
Sumisemplang
si Wala ako hindi pang semplang.
Selective dito ha.
Hindi niya tinatapos yung slalom.
Ito, si Inday Rider. Nahulog rin. Ito yung mga class pala natin.
Hi everyone, Stancy here.
This is Ro.
My name is Chino.
And this is Camus.
If you're into anything and everything wrestling related, listen to our podcast, The Wrestling Podcast, available on Spotify and all major podcast platforms. Make sure to follow us on social media at Wrestling2XPod as well.
Peace.
So all of these have been riding for a long time, no?
Yes.
And ang dami pa rin natutunan.
Riding naman is always yan, a good way of ano, you always learn. Every day naman dun, we learn something. It might be a big one or small one. You still learn something about it. Yun naman yung ano dyan. Kasi katulad nun, parati mong sinasabi nga yun eh, let's say the drills. Ang drills naman, it's not a secret. Diba? Lahat naman yun. All the training facility, training schools, iisa lang naman ang ginagawa nila eh. Diba? Kaya ang sinasabi ko, yung drills natin na slalom are all the same. It's just how you convey to them, how you explain it to them, to realize kung ano yung mga dapat tama, and then the correction. Kaya nga, it's not really a secret yung mga drills natin. Kaya pag ako tinatanong nila, even ibang mga coaches, I would happily explain it to them na ganito lang ginagawa natin. Para nagtutulungan din kami. Ganun yung ano. Kasi yung ano natin. natin eh. Yun naman yung ano natin, purpose natin. Diba? So yun yung ano, one of the slalom na ginagawa natin dyan. Diba? So ang slalom kasi, it's typical. Pero how you do it? Is it tama ba yung body position mo? How you look? How you balance the bike? So ang daming pwedeng mangyari. Lalo na sa off-road scene.
So we started with pushing. We went with the slalom.
Mm-hmm.
Tama ba yung ginagawa ni Buck? Or nagyayabang lang?
Oh, naman. Actually, ang ano naman, ang yabang naman, there's no such thing as yung yabang. As long as you are comfortable, yan yung technique mo eh. Yan yung, yun yung technique mo na mas madali ka eh. Kaya nga sinasabi ko nga eh, you just have to correct yung body position mo. As long as you're comfortable, okay siya. Kasi hindi naman pwede kung ano yung sinabi natin, yun na yung susundin natin. Pero ikaw kasi, you have your own, na parang, mas madali ako ng ganitong position ko. Ang only thing there is we just correct it and let you realize na baka ito mas madali for you. And then which is 80% pag kinorek natin, oo nga no, mas stable yung bike.
Let's go back to ano, yung sa slalom, ano yung tingin mo, saan kami pwede mag-improve?
Saan? Sa slalom?
Sa slalom.
Improving? Well, typical, it's always yung body posture nyo. Yung riding posture nyo. Kaya nakikita nyo ang hirap. Kasi yung body posture nyo kasi minsan, it's not hindi correct, pero you still can have to improve it. Kasi nagiging ano natin yung bike geometry kasi minsan, katulad nito, yung shoulders na is out, pero yung hips niya is in.
In. Oh.
So, tingin nyo yan, pag tumuloy yan, saan ang weight mapupunta?
Low side.
Diba? So, mas low side siya. Kaya nga, sabi ko, yung hips niya ilabas niya to balance out that angle.
Yung confusion ko nung ano eh, nung ginagawa ko yan, kasi sabi ni Coach Toto, okay yan sa asfalto, yung puwet na sa loob. Kasi, yes. Di ba, yung traction makapit eh, no? Tama ba ko ito?
Yes, kasi we have, ang asfalto kasi natin, we have, not really ano, pero we have, sabihin na natin, 100% of grip. Sa off-road kasi, ano, 70%? 50%? So, nagbabago-bago siya eh. Kaya nga, yun yung inaano natin na parating it's always done. You always have to think yung grip dun sa tires and anong klase yung gravel road na pinupunta natin. Kasi minsan may gravel road na makapit, may gravel road din na medyo madulas. So, you have to adapt.
Inconsistent.
You know.
Coach Jacob, if you were gonna give tips to Mackie, Aris, wag na natin isama si Buck and myself to improve in this exercise, yung slalom, how could we improve?
Ako, tingin ko, wag mako, yung focus, in the sense na nung una, tingin ko parang conscious pa, puro camera din eh. I mean, at first, di ba? Nung una, may energy pa sila, puro camera, daming camera everywhere. Pero, yun nga, ang, for me, tingin ko yung focus na eventually, yan, as we go through it along the way, habang tumatagal, ayan na, nakikita na natin, okay. What else? I think yun, oo. Okay naman sila kahapon. Kasi ano din sila eh, ang nagustuhan ko sa kanila naman is, they are really asking questions, talagang, gusto nilang malaman, matuto talaga. Yung willingness to learn. So, I think yun. Not focusing on what they can improve, but I'm focusing now on yung mga positive points nila, which will help them and which helps them improve. So, okay yan. Galing.
Actually, Coach Jacob, diba, may mga exercises na hindi ko nagagawa.
Mm-hmm.
Kanina, ano yun, nasa center stand yung bike ko, the adventure bike I have. Doon ko ginagawa yung ano, yung sinasabi niyong waist movement.
Yung waist movement.
Hindi ko magawa talaga kahapon. Eh, kanina ginagawa ko siya naka-center stand and without the cameras at saka wala yung mga hecklers.
Inaabang kasi kanino eh. Nag-aabang sila.
Kaya na, di ba, importante yan, coach. You do practice even at home. Na
tawag. Okay, so, yeah. Sabi ko nga eh, ako during the pandemic, ako, I did practice yung mga katulad nung yung balancing the bike, you go around the bike, yung mga ganun, static, yung kahit yung mga simple static drills lang, you can do it. Hindi mo naman kailangan gawin yun ng the whole day eh. 5-10 minutes, okay.
Okay, so from the slalom, from pushing the bikes for balance, to understand the traction control, playing around with the controls, we went to the slalom, and it again was about slow balance, body posture, looking in the right direction. Daming overloaded na ako noon eh. Sabi ko, ang bagal-bagal, daming kong kailangan isipin. May nakukulog pa. May nagpipicture. May nagbibideo. Ano yung next exercise natin?
Yung next exercise na natin was yung going, I think, going ruts. Yung, the, yeah, the ruts na. Diba? So after the ruts na kasi, yun na yung ginawa natin na yung situational na which is you go uphill and downhill.
Kasi oh, wait, marami pag-usapan rin kasi natin yung putang inang ruts yan. Ha?
Anong
ruts na yan? Alam mo ba? Man, yung bato, wala doon sa umpisa eh.
May naglagay ng bato kasi.
Si Toto, tinulak niya yung bato para mahulog ako eh.
Hindi ako nagtulak noon. Nagkaroon ng landslide.
Nasa bulsa niya yon all the while. Nung nakita
tumubo na, yun!
May laon ba? May laon.
Landslide.
Biglang nilagay yung bato. Oh.
Gumulo okay, yung going bato, to the ruts. What was the purpose of the rut exercise?
Yung rut exercise kasi yan, it makes you feel again yung let you yung stressful kasi nasa stress ka diyan pag ano eh parang ano yan eh pag tumama yung manibela mo sa mga gilid-gilid ng rut, ang nangyayari doon is you freeze up. Okay? So, yan yung inaano natin na kailangan you have to relax your body to get through those, yung mga situation na ganyan. Kasi there are times kasi na when you get that through the rut, mas madali siyang i-ride kesa yung nilalakad natin. Kasi karamihan dyan, pag may ganyan situation, ang gagawin nila, uupo na lang tayo and ilalakad natin yung bike. Which is minsan, mas mahirap yon. Kasi energy din natin yun eh. Yung energy din natin ang kinukonsume natin. Kaya napapagod tayo kaagad. Well, as if you learn that technique of riding through the rut, mas madali. Mas madali siya.
And then going back, paulit-ulit kayo. Nakakainis. Smile, smile, smile.
Yes. Tingo,
si ano,
eh, kasi alam si ba, smile eh.
Si Buck, ang laki ng ngiti. Ang laki ng ngiti ni Buck. Ako, yeah, tingnan mo yung mukha.
Yan ang pinaka-lesson sa buhay. Whatever difficulties you have to smile.
No, but seriously, why did you keep on reiterating smiling?
Yeah. Hindi, kasi when you smile kasi, ang tendency kasi niyan is you let your body relax. You let your body feel you enjoy. Kasi when you enjoying it, mas you have that movement. Parang nagmumotor. Nakita mo, pag pag masyado kang stress, tignan mo ang hirap magmotor. Pero kung naglalaro ka lang, di ba? Wala kang iniisip, smile ka lang.
Oo, it lessens the tension. Kasi ang kalaban natin sa Rider training, yung stress. And eventually, pag na-stress ka na, prone ka na sa errors, prone ka na sa pagod. Oo. So, we want you to feel as relaxed as possible din. Kaya, napapansin namin yung iba, grabe na yung kapit sa manubele. Parang,
pigang-piga na, ano?
Oo, parang, naaawa na kami sa handlebar.
Diretsong-diretso na yung katawan. So, ako kasi yun.
May dalawang tanong si Paolo, si classmate Paolo.
Yeah, yeah, the classmate.
Maki, pakibasa yung tanong.
Okay, so sabi niya, question for coach, mainam ba talaga ang Dora Rats Killer? Sure dead ball?
And then yung second question, actually, this second, the second question mas may laman.
Mas may second may question, laman. Sabi niya, kung dapat wag mag-lockdown at tignan yung dinadaanan mong rats, mas okay bang pumikit na lang?
ako ah, seriously, there are times kasi na hindi naman yung ano eh. Looking down kasi, it's always yun, a very, parang as much as possible, don't look down. Kaya nga, we always stress out na yung kailangan you look ahead. Yung sinasabi naman ni Paolo na minsan kailangan mong pumikit na lang. Honestly, ginagawa ko rin yun minsan. Kasi to train your, pero hindi naman yung all the way nakapikit ka. Na parang pikit ka na. Parang just to get the imagination and feel nung manibela na kung anong nangyayari. Parang ipikit mo lang ng konti. Parang split second lang. Kasi yung split second na yun, ang layo na nararating mo eh. Yun yung time din na I get to practice. So I practice that also, na parang split second, or minsan hinga, pikit, and then ride again. Ganun yung ano niya. Kaya nga minsan, kung hindi sila makapikit ng ganun, I let them stop, recover, hinga ng konti, and then try to start again. Kasi that's the easiest way.
Pero kung kaya it's really lang, interesting.
Pwede. Pero syempre,
it's really interesting. Yung mga, when you guys were coaching us, I know, all of us know to look up, right? Don't look down. Look where you want to go. But what blew my mind was you always wanted me, all of us, to look much higher than yung eye level. Like during the ruts, you pointed at the roof of the building. So yes, parang, alam ko, look up. Pero pinapa, ano mo talaga kami, na parang much higher than we thought we should. Bakit?
Yes. Diba sinabi ko, where do you look? Diba normally, oo, it's either you...
Lahat kami mali.
Look at the end of the cone. Mm. Diba? Pero tendency kasi nun, if you're looking at the end of the cone, survival instinct mo, titingin ka ulit sa baba. So, we are training you to look up. Kaya nga, you always have your chin up.
Ito, coach, Toto, aminin ko na ba't lagi ako naka-look down. Hiyang-hiya na ako sa mga babae kasi sila nagagawa nila exercises eh. Ako yun. Kaya,
magagaling na ako.
Ang gagaling ng mga girls, pare.
Speaking of mga babae, ito yung next exercise, si Daniela. So what was this exercise, Coach Jacob?
Yung part naman na yan is we call it the short uphill and downhill. So yan, we give them tips on how to handle or how to prepare para makakit sila sa ganyang obstacle along the way. Kasi yung iba, ang tendency pa ganyan, sige, gas ko na lang, ha? Eventually, without knowing na what's at the end or what's at the top of that hill. So, dyan, gusto namin makita, gusto namin na ma-feel nila what they should be doing to go through that hill as smoothly and safely as possible.
So, ikaw, Anis, Maki, Buck, what did you guys learn from this exercise?
Ako na una, according to age. Ano, pare, yung...
Wala ako na dyan, eh. Kumuhin ka na dyan!
Wala ako na
dyan. Yan, nandiyan pa si Aris.
Nandiyan po ko si Aris ko.
Wala nandiyan pa.
Tatako dyan, pare. Ano, humility. Even na sabi nga ni Coach Toto, ang tagal na natin nag-ride. Even I was telling them, nagtitrail na ako when, you know, three decades ago. But there's so much things to learn. At lalo na, yung mga bikes nagbabago. So we have to adjust. Di ba yung...
Mm-hmm. So kasi nung nakumpisa si Aris mag-trail, kahoy pa.
Di ko na invento gulong nun.
Ang dami yung design, yung features, yung weight, yung height. Dati hindi naman uso yung adventure bike eh. Ngayon pare, it's the in thing. Diba?
Yes, hindi naman uso ang adventure bikes noon eh. Parang nagkaroon ulit ng segment. It's because of BMW also. Actually, BMW started this segment.
Coach, mystical na yung Dakar Rally nun, di ba? Hindi na... Hindi,
kaya nga, yun.
Yeah, pero hindi siya ganun ka-popular as popular as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, biglang dumami. Di ba? Tama.
Yes.
Kaya ano eh.
Ako, hindi po.
Kaya nga, when BMW tried to join that class, pinagtatawanan sila ng mga ibang mga manufacturer. Parang, ha, ba't ganyan ang bike mo? Kaya ba yan? China. And they still prove it. Nananalo pa sila on that year. Ganun.
Ako, natutunan ko dyan. Actually, madali lang umakyat eh. Pero, yes. Yung pag-akyat mo, ano yung meron sa baba? Kasi ilang beses na nangyari sa akin yan na, syempre, trail, dati, trail. Pag-akyat mo, magugulat ka na ano, ilog pala yung kasunod o kaya may nakahiga pala na natumba dun sa harap, so sasagasaan mo na lang siya, di ba? So, sabi ni coach, pag akit mo, tigil ka sa taas, di ba? No, tignan mo muna kung ano yung nangyayari sa baba kasi pag na-reach mo yung top, ano na eh, parang iba-iba yung scenario na pwedeng mangyari, di ba? So,
yes. Lalo na pag hindi natin kita yung kung ano yung nasa kabila or what's on top of it. Kasi lalo na pag you're going uphill, ang nakikita mo lang yung paakyat. Pero on the top of the hill, minsan pag hindi mo kabisado, hindi mo alam kung putol ba yon o kaya bigla may kahoy doon or minsan yung kasama mo nakatigil pala doon.
Tama.
So these are situational drills na you should be always be thinking about. Yung mga ganyan. Hindi lang naman natin ginagawa yung drill na yan just to go up and down of the hill. Ano lang kasi natin dyan is it's because of the yung jump kasi siya. Pero technically dyan, it's we teach you about how you control yung ascent mo and yung descent mo. So yun yung ano niya, why do we do that?
Di ba bawal yung jump? Tama ba yung ginawa ni Mami?
Di
ba bawal yan?
Ay, hindi jump yan.
Hindi bawal, pero alam mo, hindi, actually hindi naman jump yan eh. Napabilis lang.
Napabilis mali nga lang yan. Actually, mali yan eh.
In the off-road kasi, or when you are doing the adventure, there are times kasi na you have to do that small, hindi naman jump eh, pero just to hop it up, yung bike, just to cross that obstacle. Hindi naman kasi kailangan na all nakapatong tayo sa lupa. there will be a time na kailangan mo rin bilisan para malusutan mo rin yung obstacle doon, kunyari yung butas. So instead na you go roll on the pothole or yung butas na yon or yung rut na yon, pwede mo siyang bilisan. Parang i-jump mo siya ng konti. Yun yung ano niya. Pero ang importante kasi dyan is we control the bike. Yung control kasi ang importante dyan.
Coach, madagdag ko ha, na-realize ko yung importance nung pumping the bike. Diba, as you approach.
Ayun! Ayun!
Pumping.
Loading the suspension, tawag natin doon. Pero syempre, pag ganun, we pump the bike, yun yung pinakamadali. Or layman's term na mabilis natin maalala.
Oh, pump the bike.
So why do we have to load the suspension again? Nakalimutan ko na eh.
Yeah, Chico, na-explain niya yan.
Oh, so kailangan i-load yung suspension to give you more traction, more grip before you enter the slope. So if you press the bike kasi pag bumaba yan, so for example, this is the bike. So if you pump it, mas mababa ka, it gives you more grip. More grip equals more traction. So,
and this is important. Kung wala kang momentum, no?
Yes.
Yep.
Kaya kung napansin ninyo, oo, lalo na kung wala kang momentum. Kaya kung napansin ninyo yung approach ninyo, talagang short. Talaga yon. Not only because yung design ng track, but we really chose that portion for that drill.
Pero Coach Toto, Coach Jacob, mataba ako eh. So may traction na talaga. Kailangan ko pa ba i-pump?
Kailangan ko pa rin. It depends on what type of hill, how steep is the hill is, gaano siya kahaba. So there are times kasi na kahit na ano, mas advantage ka lang kasi mabigat, di ba? Pero minsan kasi katulad nung kahapon, there is one time na nag-iikot na sila. Nagkamali siya ng approach. Bumagal siya. So ginawa niya, hinabol niya. So nangyayari doon, nag-wheel spin ngayon yung rear tire niya. So gigilid siya ngayon. So luckily, hindi siya nagpanic, he was able to recover it na ano. So kaya nga nung ano, kausap ko siya, sabi ko, did you feel na ano, kung bakit natin kailangan yon gawin? Now we have to load it, you have to look for the correct line, and yung speed natin kailangan. Yun yung ano niya, so inulit niya ulit. And, okay, pwede pala yun. Ganun pala yung mangyayari. That's the effect nung ano.
May magandang tanong si Bing Bassett.
Si Bing.
Sabi niya, mga coach, wala ako doon. Eh, nasa Canada ka kasi. Canada ka you. Siyempre, wala ka doon. What about...
Uwi ka.
Uwi ka muna.
Uwi na.
What about riding through mud? What technique do we use? You actually covered that yesterday. Nasa USA. Nasa USA si Bing. Anong techniques to ride through mud? Wait, sandali. Tatanong ko muna kay Aris kung naalala niya yung part na yon. Noong pinag-usapan natin, riding through mud, ano ba yung dapat gawin?
Alam ko lang, you have to ride through it, power, tapos I make sure that the bike is straight. Yung diretso lang siya. Avoid making turns or steering sa gitna ng mud. Diba, dudulas yan eh. And avoid using the front brakes sa mud. And also, pag hindi mo, unsure ka, what we do in the trail, hindi mo sure yung lalim, halimbawa, mahaba yung mud trail, we walk through namin eh. Baba, titigil muna kami doon sa dry area, you walk through namin to see what's under that, yung nakasubmerge. Hindi mo alam kung may malalaking bato. So it's safer to do that. Although hindi natin ginawa yan, Coach Toto?
Oh, hindi na.
Hindi
nga
natin ginawa yon, and hindi rin natin pinag-usapan yon kahapon.
Pero
Toto is more about...
Very important yun. Very important yun.
Agree.
Alam mo naman ang basics, well, basic lessons kasi is, lalo na sa off-road, is a very broad, ano eh, ano pa tawag dito? You cannot take it in all in one day. Lahat ng mga trail. Kaya nga, there is section, and ako kasi, personally kasi ako, when I do trainings kasi, inaano ko yung drills sa mga students.
Dito.
Hindi yung Coach, ating, eto na yung 1, 2, 3
natin.
Don't
get me wrong, ano lang, actually, ang daming nagtatanong about yung riding training session for off-roading. Kasi nakikita nila tayo, nag-go-off-road, then once in a while, meron kayong special session. Ang dami nagtatanong kung kailan kayo mag-open to public for public.
Aris, tapusin muna natin yung mga session, mga ano, exercises. Nga, and then we'll go into how can people have been.
I-explain ko lang. Bakit ko na banggit yun, yung mga techniques na ganyan. Hindi naman ako kuwain sa mga ordinary training eh. Although basic pa lang yung, Coach Toto, basic yun, ano, yung kahapon.
Yes, everything is basic yung ginawa natin kahapon. These are basic drills natin, and then some are situational na parang there will be a time na you will be riding with those kinds of situations. Kasi if we go through yung program talaga, all the drills, eh baka Sabado na, hindi pa tayo tapos.
Di advance, kaya nga by stages yan.
May stages yon. Oo. It depends on kung ano yung kailangan din mga students.
Hey there! Alex Calleja here. Bakit ako nandito? Kasi gusto kong ipaalam sa'yo na may podcast din ako. It's called Punchline with Alex Calleja. I talk about everything. Serious, happy, sad, pero sa dulo, may punchline or may comedy. Again, it's Punchline with Alex Calleja. Available on Spotify o kung saan ka man kumukuha o naikinig ng podcast. Namumukhaan kita, ilista ko pangalan mo, kaya see you there.
Before we go into the how people can avail, yung final course natin, yung final lesson, ito parang physics na eh. It was talking about yung ano yung chafford, ano yung term nyo? Yung may camber?
Yeah, yung off camber naman, it's not. Yan nga yung sinatawag natin na it's a riding physics. Diba?
Riding so physics, riding, mahina ako doon.
Riding physics yun eh. So there are times na you are riding yung mga off camber. So these are the roads na hindi siya flat. Okay? Kasi minsan yung mga inclined na kalsada, inclined na katulad nito, which is we use it as a burn. Which is, yan kasi yung pinakamadaling ano, how you ride it. Kasi yung iba, they would ride it, yung berm, na parang straight yung bike, upright. But actually, you just ride it at an angle. Kasi you have that momentum already. Kasi kung hindi, if you don't have that momentum, magsaslide pababa ka. And again, it's a different, ano, kung alin din yung angle niya, gano'ng kahaba din siya. So, kailangan natin i-adapt.
Umalis na ako ng...
Okay, so...
First time ko lang mag-try yan.
Ako rin, actually. It was really fun. Pero on this part, I saw Daniela fly twice. Ano nangyari sa kanya? Grabe, as in... Lumipad talaga. Pucha, nakita si Coach Jacob yata yung tumulong kay Daniela eh. Ano nangyari doon?
Ano 'yon? Minsan kasi yun na yung ano eh na parang sobra ka nang nag-enjoy. Sobra ka nang you feel that yung confidence level mo is so up na. So yun yung sinasabi ko sa kanila na parang when you are riding also, you have to control your feelings. Kasi minsan yun na nga, na pag nag-e-enjoy ka na, ala, ito na, okay ka na, until you get that overboard ka na dun sa ano, dun sa skill level mo, nagkakamali ka na. Parang ito, si Mami din ka, ikot-ikot dun sa ano, dun sa uphill, downhill. Yung uphill, okay. Pag bumilis naman siya, hinihila na siya nung bike.
Tama.
Sabi ko, relax lang, relax lang. Hindi na nagmamadali.
yung kay Daniela, ano siya, parang nanggigil. Nanggigil in a positive way na tama si Coach Toto. Yung excitement ba? Sabi ko, ano nangyari sa'yo? Pag tingin ko sa kanya, nakangiti siya. Sabi ko, nabigyan ko ng gas eh, napiga ako, nanggigil.
So, sabi ni Mark Tom, adrenaline poisoning.
Poisoning yon, yes. Kasi nga, na-feel mo ni parang, ano yan eh, parang you get to enjoy it na eh. Nag-e-enjoy ka na of what you're doing. Yun yung problem nun. So you also have to remind yourself how to control. Kasi off-road riding kasi kailangan control din yan eh.
No, tama.
Even sa exercise natin, di ba? Saan tayo nagkakamali? Minsan yung dulo na.
Oo. Oh, tama.
Kasi yung, kung gusto natin, madali ito. Dulo na ako. Boom. Babagsak tayo.
Kasi matagal ko ng ano yan, pangarap na matry ang off-camber riding. Kasi sa KRB before, ang daming ganyan eh. Pero hindi ko talaga dinadaanan. Parang tamo, titutumba ako dyan. Kasi naka-angle ka pa ganun, so dapat may momentum. So pinapanood ko sila Rowy, sila Mel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So salamat sa inyo at first time kong ano, na-experience yung off-camber.
Wala na ako noon nung nangyari yun. Ano, hindi naman nasaktan si Daniela.
Hindi naman. Hindi naman.
Inulit pa niya ulit.
Dalawang beses.
Dalawang beses siya ginawa. All right. Aris, it's your turn. Yeah. Balik tayo sa tanong mo kanina. Oo, kasi tapos na yung class noon, 'di ba? To. Jacob.
Alin na 'yan?
That was the last session, no?
Nandito.
Oo.
Coach Clyde pa lang dito, oh.
Yeah.
Greetings now from Aparis, sabi ni Coach Clyde.
Wow. Layo.
Mga friends natin 'yan, sila Coach Clyde.
Okay, ma.
Pag ano 'yan? Ina-approach ako niyan parati ni Coach.
Coach Toto.
Kaya mga kaibigan
Coach,
natin.
Coach Jacob, mukhang malaki yung demand for off-roading training, off-road riding skills training. So, paano daw mag-avail ng BMW Motorrad off-road riding skills training? Do you need to be a BMW bike owner to be able to join, or miski sino pwede?
Ano naman po tayo? Open tayo to all. As long as we encourage na yung meron ng skill sa riding. Riding big bikes is better. Pero yung para mas ma-appreciate nila. Kasi then again, pag zero knowledge kasi yung participant, baka hindi niya maximize pa yung activities, although it's focused on the basics, but then again kung you have the experience to back it up, mas parang i-enhance na natin yung i-unlock na natin yung off-road riding side mo. And how do you register? We will be ngayon, we are still finalizing the dates. So, you have to stay tuned dun sa aming mga pages for the official announcement. And yeah, instructions will be there na din on how to register.
Ay, ano ah, medyo...
And ayan, yeah. In addition pala, ano tayo, open tayo to all brands. Hindi kami, we don't require you to be... this is not exclusive to BMW owners, but we are open to all brands, and we are encouraging, to be honest, in fact, yung mga other brands as well to try our training.
Pero yung bikes na, no, yung bikes na gagamitin sa training, yung F850 and F750, tama?
Oh, mabanggit ko lang, yung isang brand, hindi ko nabanggitin, pag meron kang bike nila, libre off-road training eh. Pupunta ba tayo sa direksyon na yun, yung BMW Motorrad? Parang sa kanila, matik eh. You become, diba? Are you going to that direction?
Ang ano lang kasi, if we have, I think, for me kasi, which is matagal na namin project yan, if we will have the proper venue na that will be a permanent venue for BMW Riding Academy, then I guess that will be a way of saying thank you to our clients then and to give them also training na anytime pwede silang pumunta doon, or maybe there will be some parang entrance fee lang just for maintenance ng facility. Pero we'll try to work it out na hopefully we get a permanent venue for us. Yun lang naman kasing ano natin eh. Madali lang naman yung ano eh. We are still open naman for those kinds of facility. Pag meron na, then I think BMW would also be doing that direction.
So yung Messiah, where we did the training, it's not always going to be there.
Hopefully. Pero for now, we can still use yung for dito sa Metro Manila na malapit. We can use that. And also, we can use the one in Tagaytay, which is in Silang. Na ginamit na rin natin previously. So those are the track na nagamit na natin. You know, kasi we will also be doing it in other places, let's say in Davao, we'll also have it in Cebu. So yung venue will have different places also.
Sa North, ang daming nagtatanong din yan sa ano, sa Pampanga.
Sa Pampanga ngayon, inaayos na rin namin, I've been talking to them previously na we make a schedule for them already. So, stay tuned lang for that.
Ayos. Sakit pa rin ang katawan ko. Pero masaya.
All right. Aris, Buck, any last questions as we wrap up this episode of Two Niner Rider?
This is not a Aris. Question actually for the two. I would just like to share my sentiment kung based on the experience we had, para malaman din ng mga BMW owners na syempre ang priority clients nyo itong mga to, I mean, this is the best way to familiarize with your bike. Hindi lang yung riding characteristics, but also to, yung mga safety features niya na mga high-tech na, this is the best way to learn how to use them. Di ba? Kaya kasi yung iba bili ng yung ang gaganda ng R1250GS, ang F850GS, F750GS, may mga features yan na hindi nila alam paano pagganahin eh. This is the best time, di ba? Ni-research nila yan, dinevelop for a reason. And I think this is the best way para matest sila, makilala, para malaman kung paano gamitin nang tama.
Pero ang daming safety features na sobrang high-tech. Ako, hindi ko pinatay. Pero si Buck, pinatay niya lahat eh. Bakit?
Hindi ko alam gamitin eh.
There are times kasi na, let's say the ABS, lalo na yung mga traction control and the ABS. We go again to the olden times kasi na, there are times kasi na we really have to use the rear brake na kailangan natin i-lock. Pero yung mga na-develop kasi nila ngayon, yung new development nila, yung let's say yung ABS natin, yun, hindi na natin napapatay. It's always on. Kasi may tawag natin doon na ABS Pro eh. And then Enduro ABS. Okay? So yung Enduro ABS, it's made for off-road na yun. Yung ABS na yun, it's really made for off-road. And ang ginagawa niya is yung front wheel lang ang nagkakaroon ng ABS.
Coach, question.
Yung rear wheel mo.
Yes. Familiar ka sa R1250GS, di ba? Meron na ba yung hill descent control at saka hill assist control? Meron siya.
Hill assist. Meron na siyang hill assist control. Yes. Kasi yung descent kasi, pwede rin gamitin yun yung hill ascent and hill descent. So, meron na rin siya. So, it will help you na siyempre minsan overloaded na tayo, lalo na pag yung mga uphill. So instead na ginagamit pa natin yung front brake natin, it will
by itself.
Hold. So minsan,
yes,
by itself. So yun, na-adjust din yun. You can do it manually or you can do it automatically. Na pag alam niyang incline, na-press niyo yung front brake, automatically yun, magla-lock siya.
Ako, ang so, ano?
Sa mga 1250. Sa mga premium bikes, meron na tayo nun. For the GS.
Ako, ano? Gusto kong i-share dito. I think this off-road academy is a great place to start where you want to enjoy yung actual real-life off-road adventure. Kasi I think this will prepare you sa mga ride na suddenly kailangan mo ng off-road skill. Kasi nangyari na sa amin yan dati na nag-ride kami dati sa Mindanao. Tapos sabi, may kalsada doon. Pagdating namin doon, walang kalsada. Di ba? So, parang at some point in time, these skills, kailangan mo siya. Kahit yung mga basic, ano lang, mga basic things. Kasi, it will, ano, it will reduce yung risks ng accidents. It will help you enjoy more. Kaysa mag-aksidente ka, may enjoy mo palalo. Di ba? So, para sa akin, kaysa mag-panic ka, parang this is a good opportunity for everyone. Lalo na yung maraming, ang daming naka middleweight adventure bikes. Di ba? So, take this course and add this to your, ano, to your riding skill enhancement.
Yo. All right. Isa pang moto chismis. May tanong si Mark Song. Coaches, ano naman balita sa bagong BMW GS1300? Pa-chismis naman konti.
si Coach Jacob, baka meron na chismis. Kasi ako chismis lang din.
Ako din, ako din. Pero ano?
Wala pa. Anong chismis ni Coach Jacob?
Word yet, BMW.
Yeah, ano, Coach?
Oo. Sa totoo lang, ano din.
Pero wala pa official word.
Ano pa rin?
Chismis pa din.
Oo. Chismis pa din. Maski yeah. Kami, eh. Nakikichismis.
Pati kami rin nakikichismis din. But they said definitely there would be a 1300. Pero, of course, what are the details? Wala pang nakakaalam. Sa amin. Or, I don't know kaila Jacob. Pero, as of now, wala pang official word coming from BMW.
Oo, wala pa rin, ano eh, dito sa office, ano pa rin eh, chismis din talaga.
Chismis pala.
Na but ano pa rin.
There will be, kasi it's a long, yung 1250 engine kasi is a long overdue na engine na yon. So what? It's about almost 8 years, 10 years na we have that kind of engine. So it's about time that they make a new one. Kasi normally yung BMW, alam naman natin yung BMW, they change every 10 years. Ang lifespan ng mga models nila, it's about dati mga 10 years. Eh. So I think, totoo yun, there will be a 1300 coming out, pero there's no word yet officially from BMW. So don't quote
that. Bubukingin na lang kita. Coach Toto, bubukingin na lang kita. Both of us will be riding in a BMW Motorrad Days. And para sa kapakanan natin mga viewers, it will be the 100 year anniversary of BMW Motorrad. Kaya umuugong-ugong na dun ilo-launch yung R1300 GS. Although wala pa tayong confirmation. And wala pa confirmation. But ayun lang, dahil 100 years nga, ang BMW Motorrad, which will be held in Germany, in Munich ba? Munich, no? Or Berlin? I think, Berlin. Baka doon i-launch. And dito nyo maririnig yun sa tunay na rider. So abangan nyo lang kung sakali. Totoo yan.
Yun.
You'll hear it.
Aris, pasalubong ha. Uwi mo kami ng isa.
Oh, sige. Scale model.
Scale on. All right. Thanks again, Coach Toto, Coach Jacob. Again, Toto has been teaching riding even for over a decade. Mga siguro 15 years ka na nagtuturo to, no?
Baka, oh.
Mga 15 years. And here you are.
Nagbubukuhan ng edad ah.
And here you are still teaching us and I'm still learning from you. So again, thank you for the sessions yesterday. Kahit masakit katawan ko, if it doesn't hurt, you're not learning. And lahat kami masakit katawan. Thanks, Coach Jacob also. It's great to see na may katandem na si Coach Toto. Marami na kayo, di ba? Na coaches sa BMW.
Yep.
Ilan na ba? Na nationwide na, no?
Yes, we are nationwide now. We have also almost every dealer. We have in Pampanga, we have in RSA, we have in Davao RSA, and then we also have in, I think, in Cebu. Meron din doon in Manila. So yun na yung ano. And I think Danghari yata kung meron. Ah, wala pa yata, wala pa yata. Pero we try to do it all the dealers to have a certified instructor.
Iisa lang ang kilala ko na trained from Germany. Iisa lang yun.
Ah, dalawa. Dalawa yung kilala ko.
Na instructor.
Dalawa yung nandito eh.
From Germany.
Si Coach Bach. Yeah. Sumali lang si Bach para magyabang eh.
Di naman.
Na-trained rin yan sa Germany eh.
Andun ako para mag-picture.
Para magyabang, para ipakita sa mga hindi marunong. Ang galing ko pala. Oh, wow. Ganyan pala. Thank you, Toto, for teaching me.
Dahil si Toto rin ang nagturo sa akin.
Ang daming pero disciples si Toto.
Parang isang buwan yata kami mahigit eh. Na every other day yata, minsan every day kami nagtitraining nila pa. Masakit na nga doon.
So special pass yun. All right, on that note, Buck, why don't you take us out?
Okay, so ayun, tapos na episode natin. Kita-kits next week. Ano ba episode natin next week?
Hindi ko alam.
Wala.
May Excel yan na.
Surprise. Uy, may natutunan din ako ha. No matter hardship you have to smile.
Yan.
Next.
And ako, if you can afford a big bike, you can afford the training. Invest in yourself. Learn how to ride.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.